So in verse number 18, Udara sarva evaite.
Udara sarva evaite.
Jnani tvatmaiva me matam.
Jnani tvatmaiva me matam.
Asthita sahi yuktatma.
Asthita sahi yuktatma.
Mame vanuttamam gatim.
Mame vanuttamam gatim.
Together, udara sarva evaite. Jnani tvatmaiva me matam. Asthita sahi yuktatma. Mame vanuttamam gatim. So here Bhagavan says, Udara sarva evaite. There all of them are very virtuous. At least they came to me. So Bhagavan is praising all four. It's not that he's putting the first three down and only praising the fourth one. He says all three are worthy of praise. All three and the Jnani, all four of them are worthy of praise because they come to me and they approach me with humility and with love. But out of them, Jnani tu atma eva me matam. He is myself alone. That is my opinion. That he is my mata. He is my self. God and I are one. So that is the, they are all noble. But Jnani is my own self. Jnani and I are one. Why? Asthita sahi yuktatma. Asthita means he is ever established. Sir, that Jnani, he indeed, Yuktatma. Yuktatma means he has united his self with me. And how does he do that? Mam eva anuttam gatim. Mam eva, me alone. Uttama means higher. Anuttama means not higher. So higher than me, he does not find anything else. Gati is a beautiful word in Sanskrit, which means path and which means goal. So Bhagwan is his path and Bhagwan is his goal. So his path is the highest path is me and his highest goal, the supreme goal is in me. So that's why he says, God says that Jnani and I are one. There is no difference. And that is what I believe because he's ever established in me, his mind is always connected with me, and I am his supreme goal. So let us see a little bit about this particular verse. So as we said, they are all noble. So Bhagavan says, there is no problem. As long as you approach me, I am happy. And then he says, myself. When he says myself, it means that I and God are not separate because there is only one self. In the, if you look in the BMI chart, Om alone is the self. And there is only one Om. There is only one consciousness, which is the same in all beings, whether it's plants, animals, birds, humans, fish, everywhere. So that Om, this consciousness is one, but we in our ignorance divide it as my consciousness and your consciousness. The individuality is different. Yes, the BMI, my BMI is different from your BMI. My vasanas are different from your vasanas. But the consciousness, the self is only one. But you and I, we're not recognizing our oneness with Bhagwan. We separate ourselves from him. And we separate ourselves from others. You know, he is separate, she is separate. I love this person. I dislike this person. So that is the our attitude. But the Jnani, through this right understanding and through right knowledge, when he applies the knowledge in his life, he transcends even the limited ego. He transcends his mind and intellect. That's what they say in the depth of the meditation. When you experience that inner truth, then at that point, there is no mind, there is no intellect, there is no ego, and there is only oneness. And so that is the experience of this Jnani, where he then even does not think that he is doing anything, but says the Lord alone is working. Whatever is happening, God is doing it. I am just a humble instrument. Even that instrument it could be there as long as we are functioning in the world, but in reality, he knows that I do not exist. I, this individuality, does not exist. God alone is, so he is steadfast, he is united, and as I said, his goal is that. And in him, there is no duality, there is no bheda. He says, this body, mind, and intellect, this sattva, rajas, and tamas, what I am seeing in the world is nothing but that substratum, the substratum on which this play of this world is going on. And so that's what Swami Ramdas ji said. I had said that before also, that this world is God. That is the understanding of the saint, because everything that we see is one, and that is true Advaita. Otherwise, if you are still having a distinction between me and God, then you are a devotee. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. Bhakti is also very good. You can pray to Lord. You can go to the temple and have the attitude of a servant. That's very good. And so bhakti is one of the path where you do service and all. But the knowledge is the path where there is no separation. There is no ego. And that is true Advaitam. That is true oneness. So there is no separation, there is no individuality. God alone is functioning through me. There's another beautiful story I just heard about Kalidas ji. And he was living in Banaras. And it is said he was very, very... It is said that one time the princess of that kingdom, her father had died, and the courtiers were running the kingdom. But as the princess became mature, she was going to take over the kingdom after she turned 18. And the courtiers didn't want that. They wanted to keep, you know, using the kingdom. So they said, we'll marry her to the most foolish person in the town. That way she won't have any power. And so they sent the soldiers out. They said, go find who is the most foolish person in the kingdom and we'll marry him to our princess. And so they go searching. And so Kalidas ji was actually standing on a branch and cutting the same branch. And when he finished cutting the branch, he fell to the floor. That's how foolish he was. He said, isse jaisa bevkuf nahi mil sakta. We can't find anybody as foolish as this Kalidas ji. So they took him and put him with good clothes and told him to be silent. And they took him before the princess. He was handsome. He was good looking. And they told him, be silent. And they told her, you know, he's a great Gyani, but he's right now in Maunam because he's in that highest state of Samadhi. So he can't talk. So she got convinced and she married him. And right after she married, within the same day, she found out that he was totally ignorant. He knew nothing. So instead of getting angry, it's interesting, she was a great devotee of Mother Kali. So she tells her husband, Kalidas ji, that's why his name began later on, that's why Kalidas, because he's a servant of Kali. She said, go approach Mother Kali and she will give you wisdom. And so for many years, Kalidas ji just kept on praying to Mother Kali. I'm sure he must have been studying also, because he realized how, you know, foolish he was. And so over the years, he became a great Gyani. He was very knowledgeable, and with Mother's grace and blessings, he became the best poet in town. And so when he comes back, there was another Kavi, Dandi Kavi, and who was the premier poet. And he becomes very jealous of Kalidas ji. And he says, you know what? I don't think you are better. Let's have a competition. I'll challenge you. I'm a better poet than you. Kalidas ji didn't have any ego. He said, I don't want. He said, no, I want to fight with you. I want to challenge you. He said, okay. Now, whom can they find to judge, right? Because they are so high level poets. So they said, what we'll do, we'll go to Mother Kali and let her be the judge, because nobody in the kingdom was close to them in knowledge. So they go to Mother Kali and to the temple, and they invoke Mother Kali, and she appeared. And they said, Mother, will you be our judge? Because we can't find anybody else. So she says, okay. So they start chanting, you know, one by one. He tells one verse, and then Kali in one verse and goes on, one full poetry, then another full. For hours, the competition went on and they were equal. They were, you couldn't tell any difference. After a few hours, Mother Kali spoke. She said, Dandi Kavi is a great poet. So Kalidasji was furious. He said, what? He's a great poet. How about me? How about my compositions? How about my years of... So she quiet mother. And then she said, Dandi is a great... Means you and I are one. So she says, you are in a different class. Become one with me through your sadhana, through your studies. Several years back, a great scholar, this happened in the Middle Ages, he was asked, he says, can you name the top 10 kavis of Sanskrit poetry? Name the Sanskrit history. So he thinks, he says, Kalidas. He says, how about the remaining 9? He says, there is no other 9. After Kalidasji, there is only one. And so that's an ordinary illiterate person with the mother's grace became one with him. So that is what they are saying, that is the hallmark of a jnani, where there is no separateness, no difference between me and God. That's why Bhagwan says that jnani to me is the most dear, because he is my own self. These ideas also repeated in chapter 6 and 9. In chapter 6, Bhagavan says, Yo mam pasyati sarvatra, sarvam cha mai pasyati, tasyaham na pranashyami, sacha me na pranashyati. He says, one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, then I am never lost to him. Chapter, Bhagavan says, Bahunam. No, sorry. He says, Samoham, Bahunam is the next verse. Bhagwan says, Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshosti na priyaha yo bhajanti tu mam bhaktya mayi te teshu chapyaham. He says, the whole universe, for me, they are all one, because they are all me. They are all my children. I do not distinguish between humans, animals, birds, plants. I love equally everybody. Samoham sarva bhuteshu na me dveshosti na priya. There is nobody I hate, nobody I love more. But ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya. But what renders me? Then he says, they are in me and I am in them. Because then that person has no individuality. So that is what they say, that should be our objective. What do we learn from these three verses? That be a jnani. Yes, it's okay to approach Lord when you are aarti, when you have suffering, or when you want knowledge, or when you want something. But one is who wants to wait from aarti, artharthi, jignyasu, to jnani. So that is the essence of these three verses, and that is the message that we should take from this, that how can I elevate myself to this level. And Bhagavan has given us very good guidelines of what exactly one should do and how I should surrender my ego and my separateness and totally dedicate my life to the service of all, is enlightened, and who has reached that highest state of oneness. We'll study that next week. Bhagavan will tell us next week how this person then functions in the world. So that we'll do next week. We have finished here. We still have quite a few, about 10 minutes or so, or 15 minutes. If there's any questions, any comments, anybody would like to add, please unmute your phone and you can add.
God, has Who? God ever spoken to you?
To me? Well, he talks constantly through me. I mean, that's all I'll say. what you do in your, but eventually the goal is to constantly be in that. I'm far from that, but glimpses, yes, sometimes you do get.
Anil, what is the difference between the Nishiddha Karma and Vikarma?
No, Vikarma and Nishiddha Karma is the same.
One and the same.
One and the same. But there Vikarma is, yes. But Vikarma is Nishiddha Karma, yes.
They're one and the same. And also in the story of Kalidasa, I was just, you know, wondering, why did he even ask about, oh, how about my, you know.
I know.
He's a gnani. He just, you know.
But because she only praised Dandikavi and stopped. She didn't say anything. So he was wanting her to finish.
Still there is separateness.
Jesh will do a Krishna bhajan and then we'll do Hanuman Chalisa. And yes. We still have time. We have about 15-20 minutes.
Yes. Thank you.
No, we'll do Hanuman Chalisa and Swami Swarupananda ji has told us that every day everyone should do Hanuman Chalisa and Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, praying for the relief for the world from Corona. Yes.
How, like you said, we go to God like for aarti, or right. Want something or to know who God is, right?
Yes.
But how can we become jnani? Like if we don't want to know who God is or if we don't want anything, then I feel like why I'm going to pray God if I don't right. want any purpose?
Yeah, no, very good question. So we all start with being aarti. We start with aarti. I know that I go to God for relief from suffering, or I go to God because I want something, or I go to God for knowledge. You know, I want to know about God, so I go to the guru. So these three are the preliminary steps which take you to the fourth step of jnani. So we are not saying that don't do those. But the highest is the one who wants God for God's sake, does not want God for anything else. Also, the second point is, that if I know that I have a suffering, you think God doesn't know? He already knows. So that's why they say, oh God, you know that my child is not getting a job. So if he knows, then why are you telling him? But it, Bhagwan says they are all are very noble people. There's nothing wrong with praying
but
to
you
God.
You know, all these things motivate yes. us to yes. pray God and yeah. everything, right? If we want something, we really want to know suffering or we want to know who God is, that motivate us
yes.
to pray God and to learn about God and everything.
Absolutely. So, totally. I 100% agree.
When we get to jnani, like, no, we don't, I mean, I don't understand the purpose of jnani, like I don't know, I'm not getting
right.
getting
no,
that.
With all these great saints, see, they may have started out as wanting to know something, but by the end they were one with God. Look at Uddhav ji, look at Dhruv, look at Janak Maharaj, look at, you know, all these, whether it's any of these saints, whether it's Mirabai, whether it's Tukaram, they may have gone to God for something else, but ultimately they realized that God is the ultimate, my ultimate goal. And then after that, they don't want anything of this world. Then for them, everything else of the world, see, when you have got the highest, then the small things, like if you have a million in your pocket, then if you lose a dime or 10 cent coin, you know, it's not going to bother you. For them, that's how God is like that, where once I have acquired, then the world can even torture me or my body. It has no significance for them because they live in that eternal bliss where once they have acquired that bliss, jasmin sthito na dukhe na gurunapi vichalyate. He says, one who has become one with me, then the world cannot touch him. The world cannot give him anything. And the world cannot take away from him anything because he has attained the infinite. Once you have the infinite, then infinite minus one is still infinite. infinite plus one. So that is the highest goal, and all the other three goals will keep you in this chakkar of birth and death, birth and death. But if you want to go beyond this chakkar and you want to be out of this sorrow permanently, then you have to seek the highest.
Okay.
So that is the life of a jnani, where he is complete. See, you and I are still
the first three,
incomplete, and looking for completeness with objects. But he has found completeness for this person's life. This person's life becomes a life of service. And then spontaneously, Chinmayananda and Vivekananda, you know, Ramakrishna, Paramhans, Jesus, and all of those great prophets, having attained that highest state of enlightenment, then they share it with the world. So there's nothing wrong. The first three are very good. That's why Udara, Bhagavan says they are all very noble. So there's nothing wrong, because it's better to approach him than to approach a local politician.
Start your journey with first three, and yeah, you are at level. You don't
right. Like Mirabar Kingdom, that had close the difference between Tukaram. He never cared.
Mama. Mula Narayana, Ananta Shayana, Hey Shayana, Hey Jagata, Kamala Nayana, Hey Madhava. Kamala Nayana, Hey Madhava, Karuna Sagara, Kalinganandana, Karuna Sagara, Kalinganandana. Hey Daya Sindho Krishna, Hey Daya Sindho Krishna, Ananta Rupa, Ananta Nama, Adimula Narayana. Ananta Rupa, Ananta Nama, Adimula Narayana. Vishwarupa, Vishwadhara, Vishwarupa, Vishwadhara, Vishwavyapaka Narayana, Vishwavyapaka Narayana, Vishwatejasa Prajnaswarupa, Vishwatejasa Prajnaswarupa, Ekrupasindho Krishna, Ekrupasindho Krishna, Ananta Rupa, Ananta Nama, Adimula Narayana. Ananta Rupa, Ananta Nama, Adimula Narayana, Adimula Narayana, Adimula Narayana, Adimula Narayana.
Can do Hanuman Chalisa.
Shri Guru Charana Saroja Raja Nijamana Mukura Sudhari Varano Raghuvara Vimalayasha Jodaya Kripalachari Buddhihina Tanushanike Sumiro Pavana Kumara Bala Buddhi Vidya Dehumi arahu kale savikara jay hanuman gnan guna sagar jay kapi sati lok bujagar ram duta tulita balgama anjani putra pavana sutnama mahavira vikrama bajrangi kumati nivara sumati kesangi kanchana varana viraj suvesa kanana kundala kunchita kesha hata vajra audhvaja viraje kande munja jane mungaje shankara suvana kesari nandana తేజ ప్రతాప మహాజగవందన విద్యావాన గుణీయతి చాతుర రామ కాజ కరివే కో ఆతుర ప్రభు చరిత్ర సునిదే కోర్ సూక్ష్మ రూప ధరిసి హైదిక రూప ధరి లంక జరావ భీమ రూప ధరి అసుర సంహారే రామచంద్ర కే సంహారాయస జీవన లఖన జియాయ శ్రీ రవీర హర శివరలాయ రఘుపతి కిన్హి బహత పడాయి తుమ మమ ప్రియ భరత హి సమవాయి సహస బదన తుమరో యశ గావే అస కహి శ్రీపతి కంఠ లగావే తనకాదిక బ్రహ్మాది మునీస నారద సారద సహిత అయీస యమ కుబేర దిగ పాల జహాంతే కవి కోహి సకే కహాంతే తుమ ఉపకార సుగ్రీవ దుఃఖీనా రామ మిలాయ రాజ పద దీనా తుమరో మంత్ర విభీషణ మానా లంకేశ్వర భయ సబ జగ జానా యుగ సహస్ర యోజన పరబాను మీయోతాయి మధుర ఫల జాను ప్రభు ముద్రికా మేలి ముఖ మాయి చల దిలాంగి గయ అచరచ నాహి దుర్గమ కాజ జగత కే చేతే అనుగ్రహ తుమరే తే రామ ను పేసారే తబ సుఖ లహే తుమారీ సరణా తుమ రక్షక కాహో కో డరనా ఆపన తేజ సంహారో ఆపే తీనో లోక హాంకతే కాపే భూత పిశాచి నికట నహీ ఆవే మహావీర జబ నామ సునావే నాసే రోగ హరే సబ పీరా జపత నిరంతర హనుమత వీరా సంకట తే హనుమాన్ చుడావే మన క్రమ ధ్యాన జోలార రామ తపస్వీ రాజా తినికే కాజ సకల తుమ సాజా ఆర మనోరథ చో కోయిలావే సోయి అమిత జీవన ఫల పావే చారో యుగ ప్రతాప తుమ్హార పరసిద్ధ జగతు జియారా సాధు సంత కే తుమ రకవారే అసుర నికందన రామ దులారే అష్ట సిద్ధి నవ నిధి కే దాత అస పర దీన జానకీ మాత రామ రసాయన తుమరే పాసా సదా రహో రఘుపతి కే దాస మరో భజన రామ కో పావే జనమ జనమ కే దుఃఖ విసరావే అంతకాల రఘుపతి పురాయి జహా జన్మ హరి భక్త కహాయి ఔర్ దేవతా చిత్తన దరై హనుమత సేయి సర్వ సుఖ కరై సంకట కటే మిటే సబ పీరా జో సుమిరే హనుమత బలవీరా జయ 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 హనుమాన్ గుసాయి కృపా కరహు గురు దేవ కి నాయి జోషత బార పాఠ కర కోయి జూటహి బంది మహా సుఖ హోయి జో యహ పడె హనుమాన్ చలీసా హోయ సాక్షి గౌరీసా తులసీదాస సదా హరి చేరా కీ జయ నాథ హృదయ మహడేరా రామచంద్ర కీ జయ भवन सुत हनुमान की जय महापति महादेव की जय बोलो भैसन की जय वीर मारुति गंभीर मारुति वीर मारुति गंभीर मारुति वीर मारुति अति धीर मारुति वीर मारुति अति धीर मारुति गीत मारुति संगीत मारुति गीत मारुति संगीत मारुति दूत मारुति राम दूत मारुति दूत मारुति राम दूत मारुति भक्त मारुति परम भक्त मारुति भक्त मारुति परम भक्त मारुति धीर मारुति गंभीर मारुति धीर मारुति गंभीर मारुति गंभीर मारुति गंभीर मारुति सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग्भवेत् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ